This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
I love that theme, because when that theme happens, I know that April Mansfield is on the line from Event Cinemas to tell us about the releases. I love it. Good morning, April.
Good morning, Paul. We've got two for you today, two very, very different films. So we'll start with Amazing Grace. Now, you know the title, you know the song, you kind of get the gist that this is going to be about Aretha Franklin. So it's the never-before-seen music documentary capturing her and her recording of her album back in 1972. Mm. So this was filmed back in 1972, and apparently I was reading about it because I was like, what? As if you record a film in 1972 about this amazing person and then don't release it till 2019.
Oh.
So what happened is, the director that they originally got to film it while she was recording her album in a gospel church had never done a documentary before. So he hadn't used clappers to record like where the audio should be going to match up to the film. So it was literally put on the back burner because no one could match the audio to the image.
Ah.
And it's been picked up, it's finally been mastered up, and they finally put it together. So you get to watch her amazing documentary of her recording her album in the gospel church with the amazing choir backing her up. So it's a heartfelt one.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. And I guess too, I wonder what it was shot on, whether it was shot on 35mm or 16mm, because that would depend on the quality of the film, but I take it it's pretty good quality.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I was reading about it, and the guy who took over to, cut it together and whatnot was just given boxes and boxes of film.
That's right. And just to explain to people, yes, the clapperboard is most important. They still use it on every film today, be it digital or shot on 35 film. And that is basically, it's like take one and you get that clapper, and that they then, when it goes into post-production, they then line up that clapper with the audio, and of course everything else is in sync. But I imagine with the new technology today, it would have been a lot easier.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they did try again a couple of years after that to do it. They even got a lip sync, like lip reader in, to try and read what, the choir was singing so that they could try and match up the audio, but obviously technology these days has made it so much easier for them.
Aretha Franklin, of course, amazing. We'll play an Aretha Franklin song straight after your segment this morning in honour of her and that movie. So anybody who's a soul fan, she is the queen of soul. She was the queen of soul. And so that'll be a great film for those people. The second one.
The second one is called The Kitchen.
An exciting movie about a kitchen.
Exciting movie about how to cook. No, definitely not. So this one is quite a bit of a violent one. It's rated MA 15 plus for that. So it's about, between 8th Avenue and Hudson River, the Irish Mafia has 20 blocks of New York City neighborhood known as Hell's Kitchen.
Ah.
So that's where the title comes into it. So for the mob boss's wives, everything changes because the FBI sends their husbands to prison. So essentially they're trying to scrape by and, pay the rent or survive while their mob bosses are away. And obviously, rival gangs are moving in. And, it's about them, picking up the bat and taking over the business and doing it for all the females and, trying to learn how to run the business. It gets a bit violent. One of the ladies is, the hitman. And I'm like, woo, okay. But it looks really good. I mean, we've got Elizabeth Moss in it, who was in The Handmaid's Tale. I love The Handmaid's Tale. And we've also got Melissa McCarthy as well in there starring, which is really cool to see her in a more action serious role, because a lot of her films are very, very comedic sort of angle, but this one is very, you know, harsh and in your face.
So they're kind of the desperate housewives of Hell's Kitchen.
Perfect. Yes, exactly. The desperate housewives of Hell's Kitchen. I love it.
Well, that's an interesting, that is a very interesting one scene from that angle, because we know all the blokes in Hell's Kitchen and the mafia and all that, but then you get the wives and some of those ladies are tough babes.
Exactly. Doing it for the men.
Doing it for themselves. We should play that song. They're doing it for themselves. Okay, so what other movies are we still seeing at events and still screening?
So we're still screening Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Angel Has Fallen, we've still got Palm Beach and The Australian Dream, and of course The Lion King.
Terrific. April Mansfield, thank you. Sort of only two quickies this morning, but we thank you for your time.
Thanks so much. See you next week.